this is DJ Sugar. So this is my new show called Sweet Juicy Talk. So I'm solo this semester, just DJ Sugar. I know for the past two semesters, it was with DJ Spice. That was freshman year. And last semester was with DJ Bubbles. And DJ Bubbles has her own show. I don't know when it is. She told me, but I forgot. I will find that out so I can tag her and her station. I believe, though, it's, I think, a Monday or a Tuesday, 7 to 8 or 6 to 7, one of those two times. But, so yeah, I'm just solo this semester. I'm trying it out on my own, but it'll still be the same outline as the other shows were, like celebrity gossip, food, exercises, relationship, makeup, beauty, all that good stuff. So it should be fun this semester. So for my first show, I'll be talking about the celebrity news. What I have is like Amanda Bynes, maybe in jail for a year because she got charged with two counts of a hit and run. And then Snooki introduces her new baby, and I'm excited to talk about that. And how Scientologists reportedly turned Isabella Connor Cruz against their mom, Nicole Kidman. And I thought that was hilarious and crazy at the same time. So those are coming up. And then other good makeup, like the Ten Commandments of mascara and Ten Commandments of clear skin. What to wear during an interview, which is super important because a lot of college students have interviews for internships or jobs. And so what you wear is super important. And I have a lot of relationship dating articles that actually my friend picked out for me that he thought was interesting. So I can't wait to talk about that. So let's see. I'm actually saying so a lot. The first celebrity news is Amanda Bynes charged with two accounts of hit and run, and she might face a year in jail. So basically, we all know who Amanda Bynes. She was a celebrity, former child star. She had her own show called The Amanda Show on Nickelodeon. She was in, She's the Man. I forgot what the movie was called. She was in a bunch of movies. But let's see. So I found this article on OMG on Yahoo. And so it says, 4 days after Bynes, which was on April 6th, had a DUI, she was accused of slamming her rental BMW into another car on the 101 freeway in the San Fernando Valley. And so Amanda Bynes did not stop. The victim started to chase, but Amanda Bynes blew through a red light and got away. And so according to TMZ, the victim did get the license plate number. And after the cops determined it was Bynes' rented BMW, they included her in a lineup for the victim, who pointed out the 26-year-old as the one who had hit her. And then a month later, she was once again accused of hit and run when her Range Rover sideswiped another car in West Hollywood. She then sped away, and the man called the police, who chased after her. And when they did eventually catch up to her, she told the cops she had no idea she had struck another car, but the damage to both cars was very minimal, so there were no charges filed. But then on August 5th, she, after striking a Toyota Corolla with her BMW in the San Fernando Valley, she did stop, and apparently she looked like a hot mess, according to the victim, and she tried to push the Corolla's bumper back into place, which eventually did not work, and refused to give the other woman her insurance information, and then drove off again. So now she's due in court on September 27th. If she is convicted for both incidents, she faces up to a year in jail. And I think that's super hilarious because, I mean, I remember that she kind of wanted to quit acting, so she just isn't in the limelight anymore. But I think as a celebrity, like, you're always going to be in the spotlight, and she's one to follow. I just think it's funny how she just sped away at both, and she got caught in the end. It doesn't work for everyone. So, I mean, basically, if you were to hit another car, I mean, just fess up and, you know, deal with the consequences. Like, you know, accidents happen, and just as long as no one gets hurt, and, you know, it's fine. You know, cars are just a material thing, so it's no big deal. I mean, yeah, like, the financial aspect of it may be bad, or it's not what you want, but I mean, I guess that's what you get for not being careful. Everyone should be careful drivers. Yeah, so hopefully Amanda Bynes, I don't know. I haven't read enough articles about her to be like, oh, she should go to jail, but we'll see how that goes. And my favorite celebrity news is Snooki introduces her new baby named Lorenzo. So I used to watch Jersey Shore, and Snooki was crazy. Like, she's tiny and she just consumes a lot of alcohol, and I don't know how she like takes it. It's funny. But Snooki isn't married. She has a fiance named Gianni. I thought they got married. No, they didn't get married, but she has a fiance, and they welcome their first child named Lorenzo Dominic. And it's from, she posed a picture on People magazine. So you might want to pick that up at the grocery store or anywhere, basically. And she quotes, "It's a different kind of love that I have never felt before." And she is currently filming the second season of her MTV spinoff, Snooki and JWoww. I've actually seen a few episodes of Snooki and JWoww, and it's pretty funny, actually. I didn't realize she was still filming that. But basically, it took more than 24 hours of labor, but the reality star finally gave birth to her son on August 26th. And she is happily being a mother. It felt like for some reason that she just got pregnant like 3 months ago. It's actually weird how time goes by super fast. And she quotes, "We were going back and forth." This is about the name. "We were going back and forth, and I just happened to think of Lorenzo." Who adds that he was inspired by a child. he knew from his hometown, where he and Polizzi now lives with his parents. And Snooki loved it, so she loves the name. And the baby's middle name is Dominic, and it's in the memory of Polizzi's uncle who died. And he said, "I did it for my dad." And now the happy couple are enjoying spending time with their family and, of course, their adorable son. And she says, "When I got pregnant, everything changed. The parting is long gone. I'm a new person." And I think that's really good for her. She has always been, if you watch Jersey Shore, she's always been that party one. And now it's just weird to see her, like, with a baby. I think once you have a child, your whole perspective changes, you know, your mindset changes, because you have to take care of another human being. And it's a gift, just because it's like that baby is yours. Like, it has, like, a part of you. And I think that's pretty incredible. I don't know. Like, I think about having, you know, a baby, of course, when I'm older. I'm not ready now, but I think of it, and it's definitely a scary thought, because you have to take care of that another human being. But then again, like, you know, that child was made out of love, and it wasn't that another human being isn't here, like, as a mistake. Here for a reason. So I guess looking towards the future, it's scary, but at the same time it's exciting to think about it. I don't know, that's just me though. And let's see, the last story that I have for celebrity news is how Scientologists reportedly turned Isabella Connor Cruise against their mom, Nicole Kidman. And we all know that Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise divorced. I'm not sure when they divorced. Oh, they divorced in 2011 after 11 years together. So Isabella and Connor Cruise are their son and daughter, who were 8 and 6 years old when their parents divorced in 2001. So it's been quite a while, actually. And so Maureen Orth's investigative story in the new Vanity Fair and other things, saying that Cruise's Church of Scientology turned the young kids against their mom, who is now 45. And so she says the central problem in the marriage was Nicole did not want to deal with Scientology. This is from Marty Rathbun. And so after Nicole Kidman left the marriage and the church, she was labeled a suppressive person, a spiritually toxic person to be avoided. That's the definition of a suppressive person, with members of the church quietly instilling this idea into the kids, sources claim to Vanity Fair. And so a Scientologist named John Brusu said they rejected Nicole. They've been instructed. And apparently he was formerly the bodyguard and brother-in-law to the church leader, David Miscavige. And so Bella and Connor were homeschooled and allegedly accompanied their movie star father, who is now 50 years old, on auditing sessions and were taught how to recognize an SP, which is a suppressive person. They took a course called PTS. SP, which is potential trouble source suppressive person, for persons connecting in their lives who are an SP. And Bella and Connor whispered that Nicole is an SP, our mom's an SP, we hate going and seeing her. And then they say, like, sources also claim that in Orth's story, that Kidman was so ostracized within the Scientology community that church members were even urged to avoid her films. Brosu says the Scientology world hated Nicole. People in the Sea Org were mandated to see every freaking Tom Cruise movie that came out. But if you ever mentioned an inkling to see a movie with Nicole, oh my God, you'd hear about it. And so the Church of Scientology denied to Vanity Fair that Kidman was considered a suppressive person, or that Bella and Connor took a course on how to identify suppressive persons. And basically the church said the entire story is hogwash, whatever that means, hogwash. So about this story, I think it's really bizarre. I mean, just because your mom left the Church of Scientology doesn't mean you have to hate her. I mean, I just don't like how, I mean, religion, like, okay, religion, it's, freedom of religion is great. Like, you know, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but it's just, I don't know, there's, you have to believe in something, but then you also have to know, like, what's right. Like, you can't, like, not, you can't, like, not hate your mom. Like, that's not right. You shouldn't hate your mom. Like, everything she's done. And actually, I don't know who to believe. If the Church of Scientology, like, really, like, brainwashed or taught the two kids that their mom was an SP. But I think that's really sad, though. Especially when the kids said we hate going and seeing her. I don't know. I hope it all, like, turns out good for their family. Maybe they're just taking the divorce too hard, but yeah. So those are my celebrity news for today. I'll probably get a lot more next week. I just thought those three were interesting, especially the last one. So I am going on to a quick break, and when we get back, I will talk about I'll talk about makeup. So the 10 commandments of mascara and 10 commandments of clear skin. Well, clear skin isn't like makeup, but it's more of like beauty. So don't miss out, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Soft Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting, up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night. Street lights, people, living just to find emotion, hiding somewhere in the night.
Welcome back to Sweet Juicy Talk with DJ Sugar, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I still find it weird that I'm doing it alone. It's weird that I don't have a partner, but I think it's a good experience. So, if you missed out, I was talking about, Snooki introducing her new baby boy, and Nicole Kidman being shunned by her own kids because of Scientology, and Amanda Bynes might face up to a year in jail because of two hit and runs. And now we are moving on to beauty, makeup. Right now I'm going to talk about the 10 commandments of clear skin. I get this from Allure, the beauty expert. Clear skin, it's super important. I've always had trouble with clear skin myself. I didn't have the most, clear face. My face is naturally oily, and so it's always prone to acne. And what I've been using, it oil-free acne wash redness soothing cream cleanser, and it has been working, so thank God for that. And then to drink a lot of water and also be mindful of what you eat, because that actually helps a lot. I remember before I would eat a lot of oily foods or junk foods, and my face would be breaking out, and obviously I know it was from the food that I was eating. So I changed up my diet. I started eating a lot more fruits and veggies and all that good stuff. And the most important thing is to not touch your face. That helps a lot. And I've actually like tried it out myself. So if I don't touch my face, like I don't break out as often. Just because obviously like your hands are everywhere. So, and it's always touching everything. And if you touch your face, it's just all this oil and dirt goes onto it. And so to move on to that 10 commandments of clear skin, it says, number one, to keep it clean. So your makeup might hide the zits, but it also traps free radicals against your skin. So you need to wash your face every morning, every night, and after the gym with a cleanser that contains up to 2% salicylic acid. So for example, you could use Burt's Bees Natural Acne Solutions Purifying Gel Cleanser if you have sensitive skin. I've actually seen it around and I kind of want to try it. I think it's a bit pricey though, and you can probably buy it at Target or Sephora, I'm pretty sure. And the next commandment is don't pop your zits. So like a lot of people say like, oh, you should pop your zits so like the bacteria just comes out. But I have also heard don't pop it or else it leads to scarring. So it says popping your pimples will only result in inflammation, scarring, and more acne. So if you're truly tempted to like pop your pimple or your zit, some experts suggest keeping your hands busy with a squeeze toy, which I found funny because I wouldn't realize like you would need a squeeze toy so you don't pop your zits, but it does make sense. And the third commandment is if you do pop your pimple, there's this treatment called Neutrogena on the spot acne treatment and dot on the salicylic acid. So that will help unclog the pore. So that might help. So if you're just tuning in, this is DJ Sugar with on Sweet Juicy Talk on radio.dominican.edu. And I am talking about beauty and the 10 commandments of clear skin. And so the fourth commandment is to stick with the basics. There are certain ingredients that have proven themselves in clinical trials, so you should use them like benzoyl peroxide or glycolic or salicylic acid for acne. And they need at least 6 weeks to work. So if nothing has changed by week six, the product will never work for you. And so I've actually tried that. If a product doesn't work for 6 weeks or like 2 months, then just don't use it anymore because it's obviously not going to work. It should at least work by like a month. So you just want to stick with the basics. Also, the products that I am talking about isn't an ad for any companies. I'm not getting paid. This is from Allure magazine, and it's just suggesting what might help you with your clear skin. And so the fifth commandment is try retinoids. Retinoids aren't just for wrinkles, because we all know that there's like a lot of products out there that are for wrinkles and they have retinoids in it, but they also fade spots build collagen and prevent acne, but it's only when you use it correctly. So at night, instead of your overnight acne treatment, use a pea-sized amount. For example, SADIC Dermatology Group PM Reversal Serum, and dab it on your fingertips and rub it all over your face. And using them on the skin as a whole helps with cell turnover. So that will help as well. And let's see. The sixth commandment is to treat early. You have to spot your pimples like quickly or else they start to grow. So spot treating your pimple can reduce its lifespan by 1 to 2 days, but the real goal is to clear complexion. So Karen Grossman is a dermatologist, says you need to prevent acne from forming, and that means treating your skin that's prone to pimples, even if there are none present. So use all acne products over your entire face. And zits are annoying. It's weird because, like, it doesn't, let's see, zits, they're just disgusting. And it doesn't, for example, girls, when they have zits, they don't feel confident, and that's not good. So it's always important to have clear skin and to not stress about it, because I also heard that stress causes acne, and it actually does, because I stress a lot and I break out at certain times. So don't try to stress and just try to relax. And like I said, don't touch your face. And so that will help a lot. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DJ Sugar on Sweet Juicy Talk on radio.dominican.edu. And I just finished talking about the commandments of clear skin, and so how clear skin is super important, and to always wash your face, eat healthy, drink water, and don't stress. Those are like the top that you need to do. So I will take a quick break, but when we get back, we will be talking about the commandments of mascara. So don't go away.
Tonight, hand me the check and I'll pay the price. I will wave the white flag for you.
Welcome back to Sweet Juicy Talk with DJ Sugar on radio.dominican.edu. And I just finished talking about the commandments of clear skin. And I actually have to do the top of the hour, which is also called, well, news of the hour. So on BBC, there was 3 of the 4 victims of a shooting in the French Alps were shot in the head. So I actually read this article this morning. So basically there was a man named Sahida Healy and an elderly woman were found dead in a car near Lake Annecy. And there was also a French cyclist found dead nearby, was also shot. And there was a daughter in the car. She's 4 years old and she hid in the car for 8 hours before the police found her. And she was buried in the bodies and she is in serious injuries. And they don't know the motive for the attack. It still remains a mystery. And so basically the girl is being treated and is under police protection in the hospital. And they're still investigating about the incident. So I hope they figure everything out. And it's such a sad story, but hopefully they figure it out, all out. So back to Sweet Juicy Talk. We're going to be talking about commandments of mascara. And it's actually funny. I used to never wear makeup back in high school and the beginning of college. I just started using makeup, I would say, towards the end of sophomore year, and I use it a lot more now, but I don't go all out. Like, I don't cake my face up. I just use eyeliner, mascara, and foundation or cover up, whatever it's called. That's all I use because I don't know how to use the other makeup tools and stuff. I'm not very talented in it. So I got this article from Allure again, and basically mascara is to have thick, big, lush eyelashes. And so the first commandment is that black works for everyone. So everyone can pull off black mascara, even blondes. The whole point of mascara is to enhance the shape of the eye and define the lashes, and it should be visible or you won't get that effect. And actually, it's actually true. It makes your eyes look brighter, especially if you have green, blue, hazel eyes. I have brown, dark eyes, but it still helps a lot. Like, if I'm not in the mood to put eyeliner, because eyeliner can be, a hassle to put on, I just curl my eyelashes and just put mascara, and it works. It's really quick. The next commandment is to save waterproof mascara when you really need it. Waterproof formulas are too tough to remove for everyday use. You'll have to rub hard to loosen the color, so there's a chance your lashes will break. So save it for your best friend's wedding. But if you want to try a waterproof mascara, try a Kevin Ucoin, the volume mascara. I've actually never heard of that. It sounds expensive. I use Maybelline, I think, the volume mascara. It's waterproof. And it actually is true. It's really tough to remove, which I should not use it every day. I should buy like a different brand that's not waterproof, because I've noticed that when I wipe my eye off with my makeup remover, you can still see like clumps of the mascara. And so before you go to sleep, you should really have like all your makeup like removed and gone. The next commandment is get the perfect curl. So you shouldn't be intimidated by the curler. It looks really weird looking, actually. It's scary, but an eyelash curler can make your eyes appear wider and sexier in seconds. So the key is to use it before applying mascara, because the mascara can stick to the curler, causing some lashes to be pulled off. So you can try Shu Uemura Eyelash Curler or Kevin Aucoin, the eyelash curler, or the Tweezman Pro Curler. And so basically you squeeze the curler at the roots and you hold it for 3 to 5 seconds, and then pulse halfway down the lashes 3 times, as one per pulse. That's kind of weird sounding. So for example, like my eyelashes don't curl, so I have to use a curler. But it's weird because even though I use a curler sometimes, it still doesn't curl. Or like, it'll like curl for like 2 seconds, and then it's like it goes back to straight eyelashes, which I hate. But it also, I think, depends on the mascara you use to have your eyelashes stay curled. For some reason, I don't know, I feel like some mascaras are heavier than others. So if your eyelashes don't curl, you might want to use a lighter mascara. And I've been using the Maybelline waterproof one. Because I remember using this Alame waterproof one, and it's heavy. And so it didn't make my eyelashes stay, like it didn't stay curled. So I guess that's why, I don't know. That's what I think though. The next commandment is to add fullness and drama. So after curling, apply lengthening mascara. So either CoverGirl Lash Blast Length Mascara to the upper and lower lashes, then wiggle the brush of a volumizing mascara against the roots and pull it through. And finally, you want to swish your wand windshield wiper across the corner of your lashes to beef them up. And so these lashes give the eyes an elongated shape. I wish I can like do that, but I can't, because my eyelashes, they're all kind of the same length. So, because I know like the outer lashes are longer than the inside lashes, so it's just hard for me to even like try to do that. But so I'm actually looking at a picture right now. Her eyelashes are longer on the outside of her eye, making it look more full and more drama like, which actually looks good. And then as for the bottom, what I do is you just want to just wiggle it around, because the eyelashes on your lower eye are really small. So that's what I do. And the last commandment is length and definition. So 2 coats of lengthening mascara, like Maybelline New York Lash Stiletto Ultimate Length Mascara, are a quick fix for stubby fringe. So start by squeezing the wand in a paper towel applied to one eye and then the other, letting the mascara dry completely before your second swipe. Shimmy the brush into your lash line and swiftly pull it through the lashes. So this rapid wiggle slick move separates lashes and makes eyes look bigger. To be honest, I don't have time for that. I guess I can kind of see what they're talking about, but it's just a lot of work if you want length and definition. I guess you can do it if you're like going out and want to look good, but if you're just in a rush, it's not a good idea. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sweet Juicy Talk with DJ Sugar. And I just finished talking about the commandments of mascara and how it helps brighten your eyes. And that is a true fact because it works for me. And so I will go on a quick break. And when we get back, I will be talking about what to wear to a job interview or internship interview, as college students can relate. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Welcome back to Sweet GC Talk with DJ Sugar on radio.dominican.edu. I just wrapped up talking about commandments of mascara, and we will transition into fashion, which I found an interesting article, what to wear to a job interview, or I guess internship interview. Because what you wear to an interview really somewhat reflects who you are. I've had a lot of interviews through college, and what you wear is super important. And so the first, item is a blazer. So a well-cut blazer in a classic color like black or just a neutral color can be worn with a pencil skirt over a sleek dress and matching with trousers. Personally, I would probably wear it with a dress. I just can't really find a pencil skirt that looks good, well, on me, and trousers, like business pants. The next is a tailored dress. So you want to choose a dress in a colorful hue and a conservative cut. So you want to avoid anything that's short, tight, or too casual. If you'd wear it to school or out with friends, it's probably not a good idea. So you just want to, what I've learned is, just keep it at an appropriate length, which is probably like, 2 inches above the knee or longer, and just cover your shoulders, no midriffs. Well, that doesn't even apply to a dress. The next is eyeglasses. So a chic pair of glasses is one of the smartest accessories you can wear. I never knew that. I guess whenever I go to an interview now, I can use my eyeglasses. So that will help a lot. I guess it'll make you look intelligent. I don't know. The next is to carry a handbag that's big enough to stash a few copies of your resume. So, yeah, like you don't want to carry a small purse and just have like nothing in it. You want to look professional, kind of like a briefcase, but not so much of a briefcase. Because you always want to have resumes or your portfolio for the interview to show the interviewer what you have. The next is a pencil skirt. So a classic pencil skirt is a staple in any professional wardrobe. Keep things buttoned up with a nice blouse or dress it down with a silk tie neck top. And this is something that I need to keep in mind. I actually need to buy a pencil skirt myself. I just haven't found the right one yet. And I don't always know what to wear it with. I guess like with a white top. Just a plain white top or blouse. I think just keep it classic. You can probably buy, a black pencil skirt at H&M for, $25. It's not super expensive at H&M. The next is a wristwatch. The right watch proves that you'll always be on time and just as stylish as you are prompt. And wristwatches are in, actually. I know like the rose gold or the white ones I've seen a lot lately. Actually, I need to get a pair too. And the last one is classic pumps. So when it comes to shoes, opt for a pair of pumps that aren't too tall or too pointed. An almond-shaped toe and 3 to 4 inch heel is just right. That's actually, It looks cute, right? Because I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It's just a red pump. It's probably only like 3 inches high, and it doesn't have a pointed top. It's just like an almond shape. It's round. I just feel like it wouldn't look good on me. Probably for everyone else, but just not for me. Or maybe I'm just not used to it. Actually, there's one more. Last is stud earrings. So to keep it best, keep jewelry to a minimum, but shimmery posts add a little sparkle without being over the top. So don't wear hoop earrings or dangling earrings. Just wear, I guess, small diamond or just studded ones that aren't too, like, super flashy, because you don't want to look too out there, I guess. But it also does depend on where you're interviewing at. So if you're just tuning in, my show is almost over. I just finished talking about what to wear to a job interview, and I still do have a little bit more time for my relationship segment. I'll do one article. My friend helped me choose a few articles from Cosmopolitan that he thought was interesting. So let's see. One article is eight secret guy insecurities. So the first insecurity is his butt. So guys know they like a good rear view, and they're worried of a pancake butt. That's why they're willing to shell out $100 for certain jeans, and they promise to make their tush look tight. I didn't know that was one of their insecurities. The next is his abs. Even if he hasn't been to the gym since New Year's, guys still want to wow you when they whip off their shirts. And that is kind of true. Like, guys want to look good when they take their shirt off, or else they feel super shy about it. The next is his hands. It seems random, but guys can be sensitive about having hands and wrists that are on the dainty side. And then there's that whole, quote, big hand, big penis myth to contend with. But it's not like a guy can do anything about his hands. Like, if his hands are just naturally small, I don't know, like, he can't make it any bigger. That's just, I don't know, weird. The next is his hair. If he has it, he wants to keep it and flaunt the hell out of it. If he doesn't, he's trying his best to save what he has left. I don't know. It depends on the guy. Like, some guys don't like having a lot of hair. Like, some guys, like, if they start having long hair, they start to shave it off. It just depends on the guy, really. The next is his facial hair. This goes back to his teenage years when he was dying to grow just about anything on his face. The excitement never wore it off, but feels unmanly if it grows in patchy. I know guys like it clean shaven, but some guys like it scruffy. It just depends on the guy as well. The next one is his excess fur, which is like back hair, chest hair, nose hair. Some guys don't like it, so they either like wax it off or shave it off. And the last is his height. And you know your ideal man is at least slightly taller than you when you were wearing heels. So a lot of guys are insecure about their height. Like if you and your guy are like the same height, he doesn't want you wearing heels because you'll be like taller than him. So that's that. But that's all. I actually wasn't able to get through all of my relationship articles, so I'll talk about them next week. So next week it'll be the same thing, and shout outs to everyone. And so you're listening to Sweet Juicy Talk with DJ Sugar on radio.dominican.edu. So tune in next week on Thursdays from 4:30 to 5:30.